Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay. Sentences. The page are we on? 27?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're starting Katam Nama. Mm-hmm. Who'd like to start?
Where are we starting at?
Page 27. Mm-hmm. Book 2 for the tape. Book 2. Yeah. Page 27.
I'll start.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th sentence down. Katam Nama Prabhoho.
Okay, I'll start.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought we started with Atmanaha.
We didn't finish the sentence.
Oh, okay.
That's it. You were supposed to go all the way through Atmanaha last week, but we only got those first four, so we were going to go ahead and translate from Katam Nama.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only three.
Yeah.
Katam nama prabho rade
radesha. Why don't you just read it, breaking the sandhi?
Okay.
It's easier.
Katam nama prabha
prabho
prabho sorry prabho radesha
adesha
adesha adesha
yeah
adesha. This one is Ulangya.
Ga. Ulangayitam.
Ulangya.
Ga. Aspirate ga.
Okay.
Ulangayitam. Gayitam.
Ulangya.
Gayitam.
Gayitam. Shaktiyam. So, Katam Nama is indicative of how indeed or how possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Prabhu is ablative, or in this case, gender center of the master. Adesha is the masculine noun for order of command, and the accusative singular. And then we have really the prefix ud, mm-hmm. the verb, I don't know why I had it, langha. Lung.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an infinitive of purpose, which means to violate or to transgress. So that ud prefix really has its final consonant change to an L. Mm-hmm. And then chak nu yam is from chak, class 5 verb, potential, first person singular, parasmai pada. I should be able, or I ought to be able. So I think I had it. How can I? What is my translation? How could I possibly violate the command of the master?
Yeah, perfect. Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read, that's good.
Katam nama,
katam nama,
prabhoho adesham,
prabhoho adesham.
Ullankaitum.
Ullankaitum.
Shakmiyam.
Shakmiyam.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, let's go around counterclockwise today. I got a sentence that I prepared. I need a gentler entry.
That's fine.
And I don't know if the sandhi broken is correct or not. You can correct me here. Etaihi alapaihi atmanah karpanyam ma pavri vrishu. So this one is ma. And then
apavrinushva. Yeah.
So etaihi is instrumental plural for this. Alapaihi is from anapa, which is talk. Does it also mean singing sometimes or not?
Not in this case, though.
Right. Etahi alapahi atmanaha. And atmanaha, is that kind of self-referential genitive, maybe?
Exactly. That's what it is. It's self-reflective.
So, etahi alapahi atmanaha, these... Okay, so, let me go on. Karpanyam is poverty. And then ma.
Poverty also has a sense of meanness, smallness. You know, in terms of a personal quality. It's kind of a very mean, small-minded person, karpanyam.
Ma is negation, I assume. Don't.
Negation for an imperative.
Negation for an imperative, right.
Yeah.
And then apa. Virushva is from apavri is to open or to expose, and mm-hmm. so aparyuno is the weak base for that. Mm-hmm. That's fifth, and then apavirushva is the imperative second person.
Mm-hmm.
So this is saying, actually, I don't know the meaning, but let me see. So by these, don't expose my, the same, do not expose my smallness of mind by these talks, by talking like this.
You know what, I have a problem with this sentence, and another one comes up because of something I'm not sure of in using the reflexive atmanaha with an imperative. What it means, and somehow I don't know where to find this out, but maybe you know. May you not expose, okay, ma upon a vrinishwa. May you not expose atmanaha karpanyam. Does that mean your karpanyam? Because you is the subject of the sentence. Right? May you not expose your smallness, which is how I took it, by these talks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another sentence where it looks like it should be, may you not expose my something or other.
I thought this was my. May you not expose my smallness. But
usually when you use a reflexive, it goes back to the subject of the sentence. Uh-huh. And here the subject of the sentence is you. But as we'll see when we go farther down, there's a situation where they're using the reflexive. And it goes, it seems to me to go to the speaker.
Yeah.
You know? So that's my doubt. Whether it goes to the speaker or does it go to the subject of the sentence? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's either going to be my or your. My, it goes to the speaker. So I have to find that out. I took it as going to the speaker, but who else took it? Atmanaha. Anybody take it as my?
I wasn't sure which way to go.
Yeah. It's a point we have to, unless somebody knows, there's got to be some sort of a rule on that, and I just don't know what it is. Do you know, Penny?
No.
Okay. So we'll have to look into it. Everybody understands the problem,
yeah,
now, Virginia?
Yeah, no, I know the same thing. It just almost seemed like a negative kind of sentence. Like, what I thought they were really saying is that these talks make you more generous or something. But instead, what they're saying is maybe getting at the same thing by saying, by these talks, don't open the mean side of yourselves or something. Open the, you know, I don't know.
I took it as don't expose your smallness by these words, by that. In English, it's, by these words, don't expose your smallness.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But otherwise, it would be, by these words, don't expose my smallness.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is this atmanaha.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I took it to go to the subject, but we have to find out. So that's an interesting question.
But if it's the genitive... Oh, okay. Because it's the genitive singular.
It is the genitive, but it's used reflexive,
right.
not the smallness of the self.
Right.
So it's going back to normally the subject.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the doubt is whether that it can go back to the speaker.
Right.
Did anybody else besides Kiki take it as my? Or did you take it as your?
Your? I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I get confused. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to look into it. So I might have it in one of my books. I doubt it, but. Okay, yeah.
Ekaihi
alapaihi. Ekaihi
alapaihi.
Atmanaha.
Karpanyam.
Karpanyam.
Ma.
Ma.
Apavrinushva.
Apavrinushva.
Okay. Rajjani Anuragam. Avish Kurvatam Jana Yataha Tesham Samkatani Nashyeyu. We have the king. Invocative singular, Pachandi, and Anuragam is love or goodwill, and that's accusative singular. And then we have Avish Kurvatam.
Avish.
Avish Kurvatam.
Tom.
Tom. Avish Kurvatam, which is Avish. With kri in the imperative third person plural atmanepada.
Yeah.
And then we have jana, which is people in the nominative plural, is that right?
Janaha.
Janaha, sorry. Nominative plural. And yataha, which is since, and tesham, genitive plural. Of them.
Yataha means since, but also just means because of which. Because the fifth sense, with that taha and
uh-huh.
The sense of the fifth case. So it depends.
Okay.
Since or because of which.
All these little.
Right. That matters.
I know it does. It can throw everything off. Samkatani is difficulties in the accusative plural. Or nominative plural, it's neuter. And then finally we have nashyeyuhu, which is from nash, and it's a potential third person plural, pars maipada. So you're saying difficulties is nominative, is that right?
Well, you know, nash has a passive sense, to perish or to be destroyed. And so there's really no way that Sankatani
could not be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Because of the meaning of Nesh. Nesh means to be destroyed, to perish. So it's a
okay.
Intransitive.
Okay. So then is it modifying people? Because they're both in the nominative, aren't they?
Well, you do, but you have two clauses here.
Oh.
One goes to the left.
Right. Oh, and then because of which, right. Okay. So it's something like people here it is. If people show goodwill in the king or love in the king.
Toward the king,
toward
right?
The king.
Love, affection, all that takes the locative. So
okay.
You have affection.
So
we in English use the affection for the king or love for the king, but you use the locative.
And it's imperative, so it's like people.
Let them.
Show.
No.
No.
Kurvatam is what? Second, third?
Kurvatam.
Avish Kurvatam?
It's third.
Okay. So may the people.
May the people.
Show.
Show goodwill or love toward the king.
Mm-hmm.
Because of which. They may escape their difficulties.
Because of which their difficulties
may be escaped. Maybe
will perish.
Will perish.
Will disappear.
Okay.
Because the king will make sure that their difficulties go away if they love him.
Okay.
big brother will take care of
you. Yeah. Everybody see that?
Yeah. Oh, it's not because he will destroy the...
No. This is third person plural.
Right. Yes, it has to be their difficulties.
Their difficulties will perish.
Will perish.
Yeah. Be destroyed.
Okay. Rajani Anuragam.
Rajani Anuragam.
Avish Kurvatam.
Avish Kurvatam.
Janaha.
Janaha.
Yataha Tesham.
Yataha Tesham.
Sankatani Nashyeyuhu.
Sankatani Nashyeyuhu.
So the difficulties of them, that refers back to the people.
Janaha, that's right. You know, in reading these sentences, just one important thing to do is look for the verbs. Like this sentence has two verbs in it, so it's going to have two clauses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then there'll probably be two subjects or there'll be a shared subject. So that's just one way.
So Janaha is not nominative plural.
It is, but it goes with Avish Kurvatam, Janaha. May the people reveal. Or show their affection toward the king.
We're going counterclockwise. We're in proper motion rather than diurnal.
All right.
Atmanaha putranam pravrit yupalab dhaye. Dasam Srinagaram Prahinu. Okay, so this is the reflexive Atmanaha maybe, or I think it's my children, the children of me. I think, maybe it's not, but, and then the next one.
This is the problem. This is what we have to
talk about. Yeah, that's what I thought that you were referring back to the sentence.
Yeah.
And then next is Dative. For the purpose of gathering information, pravitu palabdhaye. Dasam is a servant in the accusative masculine singular. Srinagaram, I just thought that was the city.
That's right.
I never heard it as Srinagaram, so I put blessed city.
What is that? I was confused by that.
It's just the name of a city, okay. Srinagaram.
Okay, Srinagaram is in Kashmir.
Oh, okay. So it is actually new.
Yeah.
This is our ignorance of India is what trips us up sometimes.
That was a generic city.
And then, me too. Mm-hmm. And then Prahinu is the imperative, second person, for pra plus the fifth gunahi, which I added to my list because I didn't have he on that list. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
List?
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
So
good.
I added he.
You have to forward it to us then.
Which means send.
Mm-hmm.
So I did send the servant to the city to get the scoop about my children, basically, or to gather information about my children. But it might not be that, I don't know.
Well, may you send the servant to Srinagara. It could be may you send your servant to Srinagara, you are understood.
Uh-huh.
May you send your servant to Srinagara to obtain information. The information of your sons or of my sons. But then you're again going outside of the sentence to the speaker, and that's exactly the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I read it, I wanted it to be my sons.
Yeah, me too.
That's how I translated it.
But then it would be, let's do a little logic here.
Okay.
Then you'd have to say, be saying, may you send my servant.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that would not be clear in the sentence.
Not necessarily.
Well, may you send your servant. You're taking it.
Or may you send a servant.
Or
somebody to find out about my kids. And I used it as a real imperative. Send the servant.
Yeah, I see.
Or send a servant to find out about.
But whose servant?
I didn't think I cared.
I think it does matter in terms of the Atmanaha.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm a little confused with Atmanaha is in the sense of... When you say it's reflexive, so then...
Reflexive usually means it goes back to the subject of the sentence.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would use Tava or Mama.
Yeah.
Or,
that
Kaisham.
That puzzled me.
Because, but if it's reflexive, you know, it goes back to the subject, but does it go back to the speaker in the imperative?
Okay.
That's the, and that's what, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be like Admanaha Putranam, my.
My sons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I'll
know. But it does, I know.
Mm-hmm. So it's, if it's genitive singular, though,
yeah,
which is how I took it, of the sons, then you were saying of the sons, that if you were to take it that way, then the literal translations would be, the translation would be of the son, of the sons of yourselves?
Of the self. It's of the sons of the self, but the self is reflexive going back to the subject. So it could be yourself, his self, herself. It doesn't make any difference. It just depends on who the subject is. But then I feel it's also natural for it to go back to the one who's talking.
Right.
And I don't know the answer to that. So we should just keep it as an open, interesting question. You know, I don't know who would know the answer, except for perhaps Swami Brahma Prakashananda. So I will. I'll ask her. And if she doesn't know, she will definitely find out. Sat Prakashan, Sakshat Kirtananda is like that too. He has a lot of people to ask. One time we were reading a book together, and neither one of us, well, what would I know, but he definitely did not know something, and so he just turned around to his computer and whipped out an email to a couple of pundits that
in the draft,
yeah.
It's wonderful, isn't it? 100 years ago.
We waited for them to respond, which they did a couple of days later. So, okay, so I have to make a note to remember this. Let me put it up here.
So, is pravritti upalabdhi from pravritti upalabdhi? And it's just one word. It's not pravritti or I see.
It's a compound.
It's a compound.
Pravritti is just the news.
Right. I see. And that
The activity.
Okay.
And then upalabdhiye.
Right.
For gaining. Upalabdhi means to gain. Pravritti. To. Yeah. Oh. For gaining news of Atmanu Putranam, of the sons.
News. And it's also tendency? Does it also
Yes, tendency, inclination, activity, information, what they're doing. Everybody get it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the next one.
Rajan Pita.
Did we read
it? Did we read it?
No. Atmanaha Putranam.
Atmanaha Putranam.
Pravritti Palabdhaye.
Pravritti Palabdhaye.
Dasam Srinagaram Prahinu.
Dasam Srinagaram Prahinu.
Rajan.
Rajan.
Rajan. Rataha. Smaha.
Pritaha. Rajan Pritaha.
Oh, sorry. Rajan Pritaha. Smaha. Shushu Saya. Tavai. Tava Epaya Tasmat Sarvaihi Gunaihi Upetam Putram Avapnuhi.
Avapnuhi.
Avapnuhi. So we have Rajan. Rajan is the vocative, or it's the vocative singular. Pita is pleased, the passive participle of P. Here it's the first person plural, present system, parasmaipada.
Pritaha. Pritaha is a
past perfect. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nominative plural.
You were talking about smaha.
Yeah.
It's just my notes are kind of a little all over the place. That's the nominative masculine plural.
Right.
Okay. Then smaha is from the verb us, class 2, first person plural, I am. We are. And then chushrusha is a feminine noun which means service or attendance, and it's an instrumental. Then we have tava, which is the genitive singular from yushmad, and we have etaya, which is from etad, which is
etaya
is the feminine instrumental singular of etad, by with through this. Then we have the ablative of tad, tasmat. And we have sarvaihi, the instrumental plural, by, with, through all. Gunaihi, instrumental plural of the word guna, which is quality. And then we have upeta, which is the past passive participle of it, with the verbal prefix upa.
I'm sorry, what is the substantive?
Upeta is the past passive participle of the verb e, which...
with upa.
With the verbal prefix upa. He gives that to us, and it's a bahurihi, which modifies the son, and it means united with or possessing.
When you say upetam, it often comes also at the end of a compound, which here the compound is broken, right? Mm-hmm. It means endowed with or possessed with.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Having, you know.
Yeah. We see that a lot, actually, guys, in Jyotisha Shastra, at the end of a compound, you know, possessed, the person who has this combination is possessed of.
But this is not a compound, right?
Because
it's
Declined. Saravaihi, that's declined.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I lost my place just now. Sarvaihi gunaihi upetam.
Okay. Well, I think I have the right translation, but my question, I thought that they wouldn't be declined if it was a compound.
They are declined, so it's not a compound.
That's what I just said. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said it was.
Because I heard you say that it was part of a compound.
And I said, often upetam comes at the end of a compound.
Okay.
I said, but here, it's not at the end of a compound, but it has the same name. Okay. Endowed with, possessed of, having.
Then we have putra and putram, accusative singular for masculine noun putra. And then we have the verb ap, class 5, with the prefix ava.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's second person imperative singular present system. And when the prefix ava is used, it means to attain. So I think I have, O king, we are pleased by your service. As a result, may you attain a son possessing all good qualities.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, you could have. You in English, you would not necessarily translate etaya, but you could say by this service of yours, you know, to get that etaya in there if you wanted to. Well, King, we're pleased. We are pleased with the service of yours, therefore, and however you said that was fine.
Okay.
May you attain a son who's endowed with all good qualities. That was good.
Rajan Pritaha Smaha.
Rajan Pritaha Smaha.
Shushrushaya.
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 Tasmat sarvaihi
gunaihi petam
gunaihi upetam
putram I didn't really do the rest of them, but I'll go through this one. Shrinuta? Is that
Shrinuta?
Repaugaha. And Shrinuta, this much I did, just the first sentence there, but Shri, if that's from the irregular verb Shru, to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lun. That this makes it second person imperative plural.
Yeah.
I think.
That's right.
So, may you hear. Re pauraha. Is that pauraha? Is that like a, oh, you pauraha's like that? Hey, you pauraha's, may you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, pauraha's.
So, hey, pauraha's, may you hear.
Is that what Re is? Hey.
Yeah, it's probably has this. It's like hay, but it has
a
special meaning.
I found it as a double O.
Yeah. Oh, where did you find it?
Just a bottom.
I found it as ray in more. So.
But what does it? It's going to be like hay, but does it have any special meaning? I didn't look it up. Let me just look it up. Yeah.
The way they listed it was the first O was just an O, and the second O was an OH. I think it's citizen.
That sounds like my grandson.
Yeah.
Anything that comes into the room, he goes, oh.
Sweet.
Well, I should have said to him, no,
Ray.
In off days, they just say evocative particle, and they use it in the examples. They do use it twice, but
they use it twice. Also?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Omora knows what he's doing sometimes.
Omora.
Ray.
Oh.
So cute. Can you just take it as a evocative O?
It seems like it's addressing. Okay, so.
But it's such a calamitous situation in this sense. So.
I am. Should I go on?
Mm-hmm. So the Paura are citizens, right, of a city. Residents of a city are Paura.
From Puri.
It's a Tadita. You know, those who belong to a city. Puri means city.
Oh,
so the residents of the city.
So may you hear, O residents of the city.
May you hear.
Right.
Hey, powders, may you hear this. You listen.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I am, which is this, just from Idam.
Mm-hmm.
Vasant Sena Ghataka, maybe?
Mm-hmm. This is a compound. Vasanta Sena Ghatakaha.
Right. I think I looked this up. So this is the murderer of Vasanta Sena.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the person. And then
Charudatta.
Oh, Charudatta.
Is the name of a person.
I see, that makes sense. Charudatta is the name of a person. And then Vadha Stambham. Vadha, is that Vadha?
This is actually a compound. Vada Stambham. Stambham is like a post. Vada Stambham is a post for killing. It's a gallows.
Right. Vada is to kill, right?
Mm-hmm. Killing.
So Vada Stambham is a post for killing.
But they it's a word for gallows. That's how they...
This is a cheerful one.
Yeah.
And is that Niyate? You
know, uh-huh. From Ni. Okay.
So Niyate to lead. So mm-hmm. is that Tete and Tete? That's the third person mm-hmm. singular of.
To lead or to carry, so.
Right. Oh my goodness. So may you lead.
No, Niyate is just passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. May he be led.
Yeah.
So let me see.
It's not imperative.
It's passive, right?
It's just passive,
passive
third person.
Third person singular.
Yeah. Present
right.
tense.
Present tense, though. Yeah.
Yeah, present tense.
So he is led.
You can even say he is being led, or he is being carried. You can say
dragged.
Okay. Dragged is probably better. So he referring to Charudatta.
Mm-hmm.
So this murderer of Vasanta Sena, who was Charudatta, is being led to the gallows.
Right.
Okay. Tadya didrisham karma kepi. Okay, let me go slowly. So, you know what? I haven't done this at all, so I don't know. But that is that that?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a vision or the drishan. Not sure.
Tad yad idrisham.
Tad yad.
Yad idrisham.
Tad yad idrisham. But I don't know what that is.
I took it as therefore.
You could take Tota's therefore, it can also be a way of referring back to the previous sentence, or what was just said. Mm-hmm. But you can take Tot that begins the sentence as therefore. Mm-hmm. But when you sometimes when you have the Ted Yed or a Ted Yed together.
Is that Yed or
Yadi? It's Yadi, I think.
I thought it was Yadi Idrisham.
Oh. I take it like that.
Idrisham.
Okay. That works.
Therefore, but Yadi also means therefore, right? If.
Yeah, I have so therefore yeah. If.
If, right. So
okay. Therefore if.
That's what
she
did too?
Yeah. We've been hanging out too much together.
I thought it was easy to get to that point.
Okay, go ahead, take it like that. I'm thinking about.
I don't know what Idrisham is. Is that this desire?
It means
like this.
Or of such a kind.
Like yeah.
That. I thought it meant giving what is desired.
No.
No? Idrisham?
Idrisham. It means such, like such as this.
Such as this or of such a kind.
Such as this. I see. Therefore, if. This kind, so a karma like this, KP is kaha
api. Which also? Or what also?
So karma like this.
K is not plural.
Ku.
Sorry.
Those who.
Yeah, plural.
And then Kurvi randa. Oh, kurvi ran. Dandam. That dandam is probably yeah the punishment.
Kurvi ran.
I don't know what kurvi ran.
It's obstinate third person.
Kurvi ran. Dandam punishment. Api, is that the same? Api. You're right, api. And then atadrisham.
This was in the vocabulary. That's
it's
right.
A vocabulary word, yeah.
It's like a compound or something. Like, I don't know what it is really, but it's one word.
Of this kind,
yeah.
Etadrisham is one word?
Yeah, meaning of this kind.
Again. Idrisham and etadrisham.
Idrisham and etadrisham of this kind.
Prakinu. Okay, so this at least is with the nu. If I recognize something, that's the verb of the and yuhu sounds like potential, maybe.
Yeah, potential. Yeah.
Potential third person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well then.
All right. So you will also, so if you do a deed like this, then you will also get a punishment. No, but this is third person plural.
But I think the idea is right.
The
idea is that for those who do a deed like this will also get this kind of punishment.
Yeah, should you do this, you would also get this kind of punishment.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Can I do it differently?
We'd consider it.
All right. This is interesting. Idrisham, I think that you do need a yed there because you've got yed idrisham and then you have etadrisham. Okay. So you need the yed ted. So idrisham is a long e, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a short E.
Yeah.
That was our problem.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, if you were to say...
So, it's Yud. Okay.
Yeah.
But if it is a long E, why would it be a problem if you had Yud? Because this isn't the
because
short
you need
I.
A Yud. I think you need a Yud to go with the...
Okay.
Yadidrisham to go with the Etadrisham.
Okay.
See the Etadrisham at the end?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's a Yud Tud.
Okay.
You need the correlative, I think. So, let's look at it that way anyway, and then we'll talk about it. So, if I have... Karma KP Kurviran means KP, anyone. So, should any. Someone. Should someone. If someone. This is a conditional sentence. Should someone do a karma such as this, which is like this, yeti drisham, which is like this, okay? The ted goes that ted. So you could take ted as therefore, or the ted could go back to the one that was just described, which is a common construction. So if one should, if someone should do a karma such as this, then dandam api etadrisham prapnuyuhu. Then they would obtain a punishment etadrisham.
Such as this.
If one should do a karma, if one should do a karma like this, then one would obtain a punishment such as this. Then one would obtain the punishment also, which is like this. So now, I don't know how, if you were to do it with yadi idrisham and get rid of the correlative. See, if you have a conditional sentence, the if-then is understood in the conditional. And in a conditional sentence, you're going to use the potential, which is how you form a conditional sentence, is using the potential. It's one of the ways that a potential is used. So you can, you don't really need the yadi. If someone were to do a karma such as this, then they would obtain punishment also, which is relative to that. So you've got the yadi drisham,
okay,
and the tada drisham.
So
that's what I think.
Yad, then what is the translation of yad in this sentence then? It would be
a karma which is like this.
Yes.
So which?
Yeah.
Which?
You don't have to say it, but it's...
Thanks.
So if someone were to do a karma, mm-hmm, which is idrisham, which is like this, such as this.
Okay.
Or you could go, therefore, yedi, therefore, if, which is what you're doing. I didn't do it that way, but maybe it's possible. Therefore, if somebody were to do such a karma, if anyone were to do such a karma, they should obtain punishment also like this.
So when you say yud in that,
they should obtain punishment also.
If you're using yud as which,
mm-hmm,
then is there sundi?
Yed plus idrisham. But it's kind of a compound, yadi drisham, mm-hmm, etadrisham.
So it's the substantive of yad that we would be having?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no sundi
right.
going. I'm just saying it's the
Y. Well, the sundi is, if you have yad coming together with yet coming together with e, it'll not change to duh. But other than that, there's no sundi.
So it's really yad.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
But in a compound. But even then, karma is neuter, so yet would be neuter, ted would be neuter, so you don't even need a sundi there.
Right.
Tet, yet, idrisham, karma, all neuter. So, but, you know, that yadi, idrisham, could be there too. It's just, I have a little...
No, I think the correlative makes much more sense.
That's my problem.
Yeah. Totally
because of the
sense.
Eta drisham.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. If they were to do a karma such as this, which is like this, then they would get the punishment, which is like that. Right? These two go together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes sense.
I'm not sure. But that's what I think. At least we can see, understand that.
अयम वसंत सेना घातक
चारुदत्तः
वधस्तंभम नियते तद् यदीदृशम्
कर्मकेषु
कुर्वीरं दंडम् अप्येतादृशम्
a Pieta version.
Prapnyuhu.
Prapnyuhu.
You know, I'm still not sure that that argument I had there. I'm gonna find out. Because I think there's a possibility that we could use Idrisham and Etadrisham without the correlative. So, there's a possibility. I don't want to take it for granted. So just keep that little piece of confusion there.
One the other.
Yeah.
Mṛtam śarīram ut śrutya kaṣṭa laṣṭa laṣṭa
loṣṭa kaṣṭa loṣṭa
kaṣṭa loṣṭa.
One is aspirate and one's not. Kaṣṭa loṣṭa.
Kaṣṭa loṣṭa. Oh, right. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had trouble seeing difference between the two.
We need a magnifying glasses.
Now I remember. And then kṣiṭau. So we have, let's see, mṛtam from PPP from mṛt, which is to die, and it's
Are these two sentences that go together?
Yeah. Do you want me to just go through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So the second part is Vimukha Pandava.
Pandavaha. Vimukha Pandavaha.
Yanti.
Mm-hmm.
Dharmaha Tam Anu Gachati.
Mm-hmm.
So mṛtam is a PPP, dead. And I think it's modifying the next word, which is shariram, body.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both neuter nominative. And I had a little trouble with this next one. It's ud with shrij, and it looks like it's a passive.
In a final past participle.
It's a gerund. Oh.
Because it's prefixed.
Okay. Well, I could tell it was a passive stem. It got that far, or at least it looked that way. Okay. Okay.
We haven't seen those in a while.
Yeah. Okay.
They've disappeared.
So having been abandoned, or having abandoned.
Having abandoned.
Having abandoned a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have kashtam. We have actually all, that's all one, that's a compound, all three of those are a compound. Mm-hmm. And it means like wood and a lump of earth.
That's what the definition
is. That's right.
And it's also nominative, neuter. And kṣiṭau is from kṣi, it's a PPP also.
Mm-hmm.
And it means decayed.
Kṣiṭi means earth, in the earth.
In the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Locative singular.
Ah. So it's not a PPP?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you did. Sure. But there's no dual there before
right.
The dual.
Well, I was saying dual, like the wood and the lump of earth were two things, even though they're not. They would be in the dual then anyway. Okay.
But you couldn't do that.
No.
Yeah.
So it's a noun and it means in the earth?
Mm-hmm.
It's locked.
Feminine.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to do that part before going on to the next part, or just keep going?
You can do that.
Okay.
That part, and then go to the next one.
So having abandoned the body, like a lump, like wood and a lump of earth in the earth.
Similar to the body, which is similar to a lump. It's like, right.
So having abandoned the body is like
in the earth,
wood and a lump of wood.
Okay, you need this. You need the next sentence because you need because for the inclinable past participle, you need the verb. Okay.
Then we have Vimukha, which is with the face turned away from.
Yeah.
And I did not finish this second part completely. I don't know what Pantava is.
Relative.
Vimukha is the past passive participle, right?
Mukha means face. No, it's just Vimukha. It's just noun, the face turned away.
Okay. So it's
relatives. Relatives with their face turned away.
Okay. So relatives is nominative plural. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then face turned away is also nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
It's a behooverty. Face turned away relatives.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah. The face turned away relatives.
Okay.
Oh, this is a sandhi. Vimukha
bhagava.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. And then yanti is from ya, which is to go, and it's present third person plural, parasmaipada.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go. And then we have dharmaha, which is nominative singular, dharma. And then tum, masculine accusative, him, or that. And then anu. Mm-hmm. Gacchati,
mm-hmm.
which is follows, and that's anu plus gam, present third person singular, parasmaipada. So, okay, so the dead body, having abandoned the dead body, like in the earth, wood and a lump of earth.
You could say, having abandoned the dead body in the earth, like wood in a lump of dirt.
Like wood and a lump of, like...
Like you would abandon, you abandon the body.
Like it's just
like
wood.
Like it's wood.
Okay.
And a lump of earth.
Okay.
Like you would abandon wood and a lump of earth.
Okay.
So that sharidam is in the accusative singular then.
That's right, because of the utsrijya.
Right. Okay.
And sharidam is neuter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Neuter noun.
It is.
Sharida.
So could this lump of wood and lump of earth is adjectival to sharira?
Yeah.
So it's your basically you're abandoning the dead like wood and lump of earth body in the.
I took it like this: having abandoned the body, which is dead,
lifeless, like a.
Like having abandoned, I took it like this, but you could say. Having abandoned the body, which is like, right, which is the same as wood and a lump of earth.
Yeah.
But the idea, into the earth.
Into the earth.
The idea is having abandoned the dead body, like having abandoned, you know, wood and a lump of earth.
But
it's
like
adjectival
that?
To shariram.
Is it like that? Or is it making more of a statement of having abandoned a lifeless body, which is... Basically,
the same as
like wood or earth. Do you know what I mean? It makes more of a statement about how the material body is, you know, is nitya or nupati. It's
I understand.
It's just like that.
If you think of it
as all adjectival, then it's a little more dramatic.
Okay.
Of a statement. I guess. I guess either way it could be.
I get what you're saying. I mean, definitely this compound is adjectival to shriram.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
Yeah. There's no question about that. I just read it a little bit differently, but let's go to the next line and hold it together.
Okay. And so then it's relatives with their faces turned away.
Mm-hmm.
They go.
Mm-hmm.
They go. And then we have follows, or that is follows. Is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, follows.
Dharma.
That dharma.
Dharma follows.
Dharma
after that.
Follows.
Him.
Dharma follows him.
Okay.
So Kenny and I had a different philosophy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay.
The relatives, you know, they turn their back, which they
do.
There's a ritual. They actually turn their face away from the dead body and they walk away, leaving him. Only Dharma follows. There's not Eva there. That only Dharma follows him. The relatives turn around and they walk away. They leave him.
Okay.
So then if you go to the top line, having abandoned the dead body, right?
Yeah.
Which, like, I took it, having abandoned the dead body, like, which is like, but I just took like kashta is wood and earth, as though it were just wood and earth. So having abandoned it, or having, it could also mean having laid it into the earth. But in any case, however you're going to take it, that kashta loshtam has to go with sharira, the dead body. The dead body which is the same as the pasamam, right? It's likened to the dead body which is likened to kashtam and loshta, wood and earth. So having laid that into the earth, they turn around and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Only Dharma follows him. Did you see it?
Yeah. That's
good.
Okay, you want to read?
Yeah. Mritam shariram.
Mritam
shariram.
Utsritya.
Utsritya.
Kashta loshtam.
Kashta loshtam.
Samankshitao.
Samankshitao.
Vimukha bandhavaha.
Yanti,
Yanti, Dharma,
Dharma,
Tamanugachiti,
Tamanugachiti.
Okay. We've only got three sentences, but we have to stop here. What I'd like to do for next week is go on to lesson, the next lesson, and start sentences, but I can translate these for you really quickly right now, or we can start from there next time. But I want to go on to the next lesson. Have you all done these sentences?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want to do that? What do you want to do? Translate yourself next time?
Finish them up, you mean?
Yeah, I want to finish them because you've done them,
right? Done them. Sure.
You've done them, so we should finish them.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we can do the ones from the next lesson.
That's right.
Okay.
So let's go to page 31. And do 1, 2.
So what is the next lesson?
It's the ninth gana.
Oh, ninth gana.
Yeah.
I can forward another one of those sheets, Carol.
Good.
I'll forward it to you first to check it, make sure it's okay.
Okay. But with this lesson, I don't think we need to do all of these sentences, only like half a page of sentences or something, because then the next lesson also is still the ninth gonna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go that slow.
Okay.
If you do two. Hi, Dunya. Hi, Dunya. Yeah, we're going to start now. We're just winding up. We're going to start right now. Okay, bye. Yeah. We've got some online people for the other class. Okay, so what if... I can go at a slower pace, too. That's just what I'm thinking, that I don't know if you want to spend like a month on each gana. So what if we do... How many sentences would you like to do for next? Maybe down to... And including Rudra. Is that too many?
Where are we going?
Well, page 31.
Okay, down to what?
Rudra. Including Rudra.
Uh-huh. That looks doable. They're short.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Well, we can give it a try. We probably won't get through all of them during this class.
So we're going to finish the other three.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'm not sure how far down we're going. What
See the sentence that starts with Rudra? Rudro, Devan.
Rudra, I see, right. Okay.
Yeah, including that sentence.
Including that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's 11 sentences.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Okay, let's take a little break and do cars.
Okay, we're going to have to do cars.